Russia's Top 20 Countdown.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Ennis from UConn Blonde.
Hey, this is Paul Sonia from PS I Love You.
Hey, this is Tyler from Send the Whale.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from McKetamine.
I'm John K. Sampson.
Hi, this is Lowell Campbell of Wintersleep.
Hi, this is Chris Conley from the band Hot Panda.
Hello, this is James Kapoon, the old Tango. And you are listening to the Earshot Point.
Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada, this is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
How is it going out there, radio people? Hopefully good.
You paused there. I thought you were asking me, and I was just like, that's relevant.
No, it's. I hope that you're
I'm
good
well.
Too, Brian.
That's I good. Think that this is going to be our best show ever, and I'm not even being facetious.
Oh.
Like people would potentially assume that I'm being sarcastic.
As you always are.
I have so many things prepared, even though I prepared them at the very last minute.
You and pulled an Anthony Enman.
You had an amazing interview that I'm really excited to share with everyone.
I know. I did have an amazing interview. Because of the artist, not because of me, of course.
Oh, no, certainly not because of you.
Don't let
anyone get confused here.
This is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland joining me in studio. And as we always do every week, we're going to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And this is for the week ending Tuesday, February 12th, 2013, as Brian always does. He's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Yes, earshot-online.com, or just plain earshot, if you will, is the National Campus and Community Radio Report produced by the National Campus Radio Association in Canada. It, of course, brings you the National Top 50 every Tuesday evening, from which we'll play the top or selections from the top 20 albums. But you can also find the 32 this week, but usually around 30-ish stations submitting their top 30s, and you can find all of their separate lists, as well as specialty reports both on a national scale and regional scale for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, monthly charts, yearly countdowns, and features including interviews, reviews, and loads more.
And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. It's earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. You can also find us online on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And on Twitter, our handle is @earshot20. We love to hear from up-and-coming or emerging, as we call it, Canadian bands and artists who want some exposure on this show. We'd love to play some tunes for you. And very excited that next week's show will be featuring our first extra that I've had an interview with the artist, and it's an artist out of Winnipeg, Blunders Public. So that'll be coming up next week. We've got a pretty full show this week because of the interview with Yola Tango, so that's exciting.
Yeah, number one, second week in a row, after displacing long-standing Crystal Castle's record. Number three is the new record from Yola Tango called Fade, and we'll hear from bassist James McNew throughout the next 2 hours.
All right, let us not make you wait anymore. We're going to start with the countdown.
Well, lots of great stuff to bring you this week, Anthony, including 6 albums that we haven't heard from before, and 3 debuting within the top 20. You're going to hear first from a re-entering album at number 20, up just one spot. Back in the program is Rennie Wilson and his debut, Sugar Glider. You're going to hear a track called Come Tomorrow. After that, debuting at number 19 is the latest album from LA-based indie rock group Local Native and their second studio album called Hummingbird. And at number 18, up one spot, is Diamond Rings with Free Dimensional. And when you return, we'll let you know the tracks that you heard.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
You wake up in the morning, you're here again, but in another day.
Earshot 20. Number 19.
Cause we can be one.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was All the Time by Diamond Rings from Jono's latest record, Free Dimensional, up one spot to number 18 from 19 the week before. Debuting in the 19th spot is Local Natives and their second release, Hummingbird. And you heard a track called Breakers. And starting off the program was Come Tomorrow by Rennie Wilson off of his debut album, Sugar Glider, back onto the program after rising one spot to number 20 from 21.
All right, we're going to keep the charts coming, and very soon you're going to get the first part of our interview with Mr. James McNew from the band Yo Le Tango. He's the bassist, and it was great to have an opportunity to chat with him. Some really good questions, and we even put it out there to some of the fans. We put it on our Facebook page, and we had some fan-submitted questions, which James was happy to answer in the interview, and some pretty good responses to those. One that threw me for a loop, but I'll let you listen to it. Because after much pondering, I decided I wasn't going to edit anything out. I was going to leave it all in. Goof or not, I am a goof.
Why did you even offer the option of not?
Of not what? Leaving it
being
in?
Being goofy.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes. I am a little goofy.
You have this bright red shirt on with racing stripes.
Oh, cause
so that you can move your arms real fast for all your radioing.
Well, you know, because you got to hit the play button, and yeah, there's so much to do, and so little time to do it. So I have to wear my athletic gear while doing this. All right, let's keep going.
All right, you're gonna hear Businessman from Mother re-entering the program at number 17, up from 27, and a new album that you haven't heard from yet at number 16, up from 25, is the joy Formidable. And their new record is called The Wolf's Law. You're going to hear a track called Bats.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. They
And Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
The idea is the fuel for a spirited life. An idea, just a thought if it's wrong or right. Pull us in, pull us close, and then pull ahead. Don't be told, don't let it go, don't say it's something he said. Send it down like your clothes on the diamond. I look at you and we roll our eyes. Two inch waves bringing wishy-washy in the boats. If you come, you let them in, now enjoy it.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Bats by The Joy Formidable from their new album, The Wolf's Law. And yeah, nice to hear from them. At number 16, up from 25, first time on the program. For that number 17, re-entering the program from 27, was Mother Mother from The Styx. You heard Businessman.
All right, we'll take a break now from the charts. We're going to talk a bit about Yola Tango. They're a seminal New Jersey-based three-piece indie rock group nearing their 30th anniversary, having just released their 13th full-length album 1 month ago. On the line with us is the band's bassist, James McNew. James, it's good to chat.
Hi, nice to speak to you.
So I wanted to talk a bit about your album Fade, which has charted with us now for the last couple of weeks and is doing pretty good on the charts here, Earshot 20. Your past couple of albums have been quite long, and then we get to this album and we notice some shorter songs. What brought about that change?
I think we were just interested in changing a little bit. We started writing songs, and we were definitely struck by the appeal of them being shorter, and we followed that path and sort of continued in that rhythm of writing and sort of editing ourselves as we went. And I think the notion of making a single album was very appealing to us. It was I think I'm not sure if novelty is the right word, but it definitely felt great to sort of get back to a more concise presentation.
And you had worked exclusively with your producer Roger for 20 years and seven albums, and then you made a change. What made you decide to go with John McIntyre for this album?
Really, we just wanted to try something different. It certainly was not based on any kind of ill will whatsoever. John has been a friend of ours for at least 20 years, if not more. And we were huge fans of him, both, like, you know, as a friend and a person, and also as a musician in Tortoise and the Sea and Cake and Gastro Del Sol, Bastro, and his productions as well. And we couldn't figure out for the life of us why we had never worked together. It just seemed like such a ridiculously overlooked combination. And so we decided to rectify that immediately.
And what about working with John changed the process and the end product? Did the fact that this is kind of a shorter album, did that have anything to do with kind of changing producers and having some different input?
I'm sure it did. I think that the change of environment, the change of process, sort of technical process, we gave ourselves over to John's methods. We recorded at his own studio, you know, which he knows backwards and forwards. So we let him take the lead as far as engineering and tracking. But I'm sure it had something to do with it. Just everything seemed brand new in a way.
Very cool. And so in terms of influences on the band, who are some of the band's major influences, and how does that impact the music that you make?
I don't think I could give an accurate answer to that. I think we are, I guess all I could really say is that we're just lifelong, enormous fans of music, and we listen to music all the time. And when we're not busy making it, we're listening to it for fun, and so I don't know, it all goes into our heads, so it must come out somehow. I think I'm happiest when it's not blatantly clear to me where a sound or an idea can be traced back to. I think realizing years later what I was thinking of when I hear something that I played, when it finally occurs to me that, oh, that's what I was thinking of. And it's kind of a nice little surprise every once in a while.
So it's like a mesh. It's all kinds of genres that play into it, and it's just what you're feeling and what you're listening to at the time, and that kind of gives it a little bit of flavor, but it is very much your own sound.
I think so. I mean, it's also, you know, the good, I think the good fortune of, you know, myself being inept enough that when I actually do want to try to shamelessly steal an idea or a sound, I fail miserably at it. But I come up with something that's different in every way. And while it was a failure at recreating something, it was a success at creating something from scratch.
Awesome. James, I'm going to get you to hold on the line for just a little bit. We're going to get back to the charts, but there's more on the way with James from Yola Tango. And at number 15 this week, down from number 9, it's the Minotaurs on the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Number 14. Let's go. Go, 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 go.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Haters, the lead track from the new debut Homeshake release called the Homeshake Tape at number 14, up one spot. Before that, at number 15, down from 9, was Minotaurs. And from New Believers, you heard Sharper Knife.
Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email if you want to get in touch with us. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And you can find us on Twitter at earshot20. That's our handle. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Earshot 20. And Brian and I counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you missed any part of the program, we post a link to the show every week on our Facebook page, so you can check that out anytime you'd like. And now Brian's going to tell you some of the tracks that, or some of the albums that are charting on the top 50 from where we get the top 20, and ones that are charting a little lower than 20, so you're not going to hear them right now, but they have potential to move up. And we call this the lowdown.
Yeah, here's some debuts of fantastic Canadian or other records that are potentially going to be in the top 20 and in this program over the next few weeks. At number 50 is the debut record for Montreal-based rock group The Damn Truth called Deer in the Headlights. At number 49 debuting is Frightened Rabbit, who are a Scottish indie rock band, their fourth album, Pedestrian Verse. At number 47, the debut album from the collaboration between Emily Wells and Dan the Automator, called Pillow Fight, and that is self-titled. At number 44 is Boy, and the release from the Hamburg Zurich-based female duo of their 2011 album called Mutual Friends is finally out in North America. At number 42 is Jerusalem in My Heart, and the album is called Mozite Al Mozite. It is a group that since 2005, this Montreal-based multimedia performance collective, Jerusalem in My Heart, have staged a number of diverse live events, presenting Arabic and electronic-influenced music pieces with film projections and elements of theater. And this ever-evolving unit now sees themselves preserved in record form, so check that out. At number 41 is Colorado and their sophomore record, following up their Juno-nominated 2009 release. And their new release is called, it's slipping my mind here, White Paint. And that is an Ottawa-based group. And at number 36 is Classified, with his self-titled and third major release for this Halifax rapper, which is also his, believe it or not, 15th record in about 18 years. Yeah, he's been putting out records since he was 18. I didn't realize in 1995. The album debuted at number one on the Canadian Albums Chart, earning him his first number one album ever in the country. And that is at number 36. We have a few more to tell you about later in the program.
All right. We're going to get back into it now. We've got about three more tracks to send your way. Then we'll be taking a break. And of course, you don't want to go anywhere, because more of my interview with James McNew from Yola Tango is coming up in the next hour of this program. But first, a few more tracks to give you, and Brian's going to tell you what's coming up.
All right. Crystal Castles 3 is at number 13. After falling from number 4 the week before, you're going to hear a track called Violent Youth. After that, at number 12, down from 7, is Foxygen and their latest album, We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. And another album, the first time on the program, is Theo and the Get Down Stay Down's latest, called We the Common, at number 11, up from 50.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13. We'll be right back. air with Anthony Edmund and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
I'm sending you this photograph of
we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
If I burn my youth, would it come to me? Oh, love, won't you bite my eye? I miss the sweet garden man, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me. Hold my county line, get down on my city floor. About my eye, I miss the sweet garden men, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me. Hold my county line, get down on my city floor.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track called We the Common for Valerie Bowden by Thou and the Get Down Stay Down at number 11, up from 50 from the album We the Common. And before that, at number 12, down from 7, was Foxygen, and off the album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, you heard No Destruction. And starting off that set was Violent Youth by Crystal Castles from their third self-titled album at number 13, down from 4.
And just like that, the first 10 done and the next 10 on the way. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, the national countdown show. We count down from earshot-online.com. We take the top 20 of the national top 50, and we count them down for your listening pleasure. We broadcast live out of St. John, New Brunswick, on local 107.3 FM from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. You can listen to the show live on the dial or online, localfm.ca. And we also send out for syndication, and every week we like to give a shout out to some of those stations that carry the program, and Brian's got the covenant list sitting in front of him.
Yes, you may be hearing us in your region on one of these fine, fantastic campus and community radio stations, including CHMA 106.9 in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR 97.9 in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CH LY101.7 in Nanaimo, BC, CILU102.7 in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CFUV101.9 out of the University of Victoria, CKDU88.1 in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Kootenai Co-op Radio, UMFM101.5 out of the University of Manitoba and Winnipeg, CGSF90.1 in Burnaby, BC, and CFBXDX92.5 in Kamloops, BC.
All right. We'll be back. Stay tuned. And remember, more of my interview with James McNew from Yola Tango is coming up in the second hour of the program. So you don't want to miss that, and you don't want to miss the top 10. We'll see you soon.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.